Say the inside part of a tire that you inflate, you call that the inner
tube.
Or if you had a boat that you were going to take down to the lake, you know, when you're putting the thing in the water,
launching,
you call it launching the boat. Talking about boats, what kind of boats do most people around here use if they're going fishing out in the water?
You mean the material they're made of?
Well, just what they call the boat, say, you know.
Some of them are calling them canoes, those fishing boats.
Is that the type that you use, that you have to paddle?
Yeah.
You ever heard people refer to it as a John boat?
No, I never have.
Haven't heard that? What about a rowboat?
Yeah, a rowboat, you hear that.
Do you have a boat yourself?
No, I don't.
Is those rowboats, are the bottoms flat or kind of curved or?
The ones I used would be flat, kind of a flat bottom. Now there's some made the other way though.
I see. Well, the ones with the flat bottom, were there the ends of it usually flat or come to a point?
Come to a point.
Say it, well, if your wife wanted to buy some material for a dress in order to make sure that she got the right kind of material and right color, she might take a little
sample.
Call that a sample. Let me ask you about this expression. Say if your wife saw a dress in a store window downtown, she might say something like, well, my goodness, that sure is a...
Well, she's allowed to say a beautiful dress. She didn't like it, but she'd say, that's a terrible thing to wear.
Or maybe she might be likely to say something like, well, that's a pretty dress.
Yeah, pretty dress.
What about talking about clothing and that kind of thing, the thing that she might put around her, tie around her waist when she's working in the kitchen?
Apron.
Are most of those just the lower half or do some of them?
Yeah, most of them are lower half. However, you see some full length of the body, of that part of the body.
I see. What about this thing that I'm writing with? You call that a
pen?
And the thing that you would use to keep a baby's diapers together? I understand nowadays, though, that you don't even have to use those things.
Oh, they have something different than that.
Kind of
tape
together.
Yeah.
What, did you ever had around your well that you had around the farm ever keep anything around the well that you could drink from if you wanted to?
Yeah, I usually kept a dipper.
A dipper?
Yeah.
What was that made out of?
Well, I tell you, the old time it wasn't made out of gold.
Mm-hmm.
Then later they made out of metal.
What kind of metal was that
usually? Well, it's usually aluminum or something like that.
Did
sometimes they're made of glaze.
I see. You ever see any houses around here that have metal coverings for the roof?
Yeah, there's a few, not many though.
What kind of metal? Do you have any idea what kind of metal that is?
It's a regular roofing metal. It's made out of iron and galvanized.
I see. You know, you used to hear people talking about a tin roof on a house.
Yeah.
Were they really made out of?
No, it isn't that same material.
I said, weren't really tin then?
No, it wasn't really tin. Still referred to it as tin roof house, but it's not tin.
It's like in schools nowadays, you still call it the blackboard, but most of them are green.
Yeah, that's right.
A little awkward to say green board for some reason.